committee. So two announcements. 2186, there are conflicts on in the bill, so we will not be working on 2186 this afternoon. That will be up again Monday at 1. And so we'll just keep bringing all of our friends back once every 3 days on this bill. 2043, the proponents are not ready for, so we will not be hearing that bill also. And 2168, we will hear. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2168. Elizabeth.
Chairman Deckard and committee members, for the record, I'm Elizabeth Martin Mahar with the Legislative Revenue Office. So with House Bill 2168A, what it is doing, it's from the Housing Department, and it adds qualified assignee to lending institution as being eligible to claim that low-income housing corporate excise tax credit. It replaces lending institution with taxpayer in several locations and applies to tax credits claim beginning on or after January 1, 2003, and it takes effect 91 days after the end of the legislative session. To just make sure everybody's clear, it basically with the corporate income tax credit, this is for loans to financial institutions who provide loans at a below-the-market interest rate. And this is a credit that is designed to encourage additional development of low-income housing in Oregon. And the loans can be made for the construction, development, or rehabilitation of low-income housing. And the amount of the credit is the difference between the finance charge on the loan and the finance charge that would actually be made at market interest rates. So the credit cannot exceed 4% of the unpaid balance of the loan during the tax year for which the credit is claimed. Credit can be carried forward for 5 years. The program also has a cap on it, and it's $6 million per year right now. And prior to 2002, the cap was at $5 million per year. The current law sunset on this credit is January 1st, 2010. And just so everybody's clear, on the House side, how the bill originally came out was that the Housing and Community Development Department asked for an increase of this cap from $6 million to $8.2 million. That was taken out with the House amendments because they were worried about the revenue impact in this current 03-05 biennium budget. So that's why you have a no revenue impact on this bill as it stands right now. Mm-hmm.
And what was the fiscal before the amendments in the House?
So basically the $2.2 million additional wasn't going to be realized until 2007. So I had originally, you know, it was going to begin in January 1st, 2003. So in the 03-05 biennium budget, it would have been $1.87 million reduction. And an 05-07 biennium, $3.5 million reduction. And then finally by the 07-09 biennium, the $4.4
million. Okay, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Senator Corcoran, the 2186, the disconnect bill, looks like council's found some conflicts with the legislation that we had worked on, and so we will not be doing that today, but Monday it's up again.
Okay.
So the only bill we have up for a hearing is 2168, and Mr. Kenny and Mr. Blatt.
Chair Deckard, members of the committee, my name is Jack Kenny. I'm the Deputy Director of Oregon Housing and Community Services. I appreciate the opportunity to come to you today and speak in support of House Bill 2168. As the committee administrator noted, in its original form, it added to the cap that's currently in statute on the Oregon Affordable Housing Tax Credit. That would that increase in the cap would have allowed us to continue the program at current levels. It also has clarifying language relative to sale of loans made under this program to institutions other than banks or other lending institutions. The Oregon Affordable Housing Tax Credit is a very effective tool to provide affordable housing and rents to Oregonians at very low incomes. It has been since its inception in 1989. This program has been particularly important because in light of the federal government scaling back the new development of Section 8 program, that program reaches the very lowest income Oregonians. And without new development, this has been an important tool in us, for our department in order to provide new units to the very low income. Program is a particularly efficient tax credit in that the entire tax credit, the entire loss of revenue to the state, is passed through dollar for dollar to low-income tenants in reduced rents. So it's a very efficient tax credit in that every dollar of tax credit is a dollar in rent savings for low-income Oregonians. It serves a variety of low-income populations statewide. Examples include seniors, chronically mentally ill, developmentally disabled, and other populations. In some cases, the rents are reduced for all units in a development, but we also permit deep skewing to a portion of units so that some units can be made extremely affordable. This was done at Pelican's Perch, for example, in Brookings. Initially, the project served primarily individuals at 60% of area median income. With the OHTC, they were able to make available 5 units to persons at 30 and 40% of area median income, reducing rents by $110 and $230 per month. Another example is the Grotto, an 8-unit project serving developmentally disabled women in Salem. The OAHDC was used to reduce rents by $158 per month for every resident. As was already noted, the amount of credits that may be claimed is currently capped at $6 million. As principal is repaid on this loan, we do get some new availability under the cap, but as has been noted, that the program usually lasts 20 years, so the amount of repayments on that principal have been slow in coming. Therefore, the request in the initial bill to raise the cap to $8.2 million. Oregon Affordable Housing and Community Services carefully evaluates applications for the Oregon Affordable Housing Tax Credit. Targeted amounts are identified and awards are made on a competitive basis. In the 4 most recent funding cycles over the last 2 years, 58% of requested credits were approved. OHTC was instrumental in assisting 36 developments with 1,164 affordable housing units. As housing costs increase and as contracts expire on federally subsidized units, making those units eligible to transition to market rate, this credit becomes more important. Without an increase in the existing cap, we will begin scaling back the program significantly in the next biennium. The language that exists in 2168A is a clarification of how an institution who would buy one of these loans from a bank would be able to calculate the rent. And it is the same as would be done for the banks. The OAHTC program is important to Oregon for several reasons. It's an effective tool to achieve rents that are affordable to citizens of very low income levels. The credit provides a direct, tangible benefit to at-risk populations. And when housing costs are affordable, individuals and families reduce their reliance on other social service needs. In many instances, they're better able to achieve self-sufficiency. Housing construction provides strong economic benefits to the state, to the communities, creating jobs and a demand for a variety of products. We ensure approved housing developments meet community standards. It is not uncommon for housing to be important to revitalizing neighborhoods and thereby improving surrounding property values. Any increase in the tax credit is an investment in Oregon communities, and I urge your support.
Thank you, John.
Great. Members of the committee, my name is John Blatt. I'm with the Association of Oregon Community Development Organizations, also here to support House Bill 2168. Mr. Kenney has given you a good description of the bill and what it does. what it would do for us in the field is that it opens up the chance for there to be more money available. It really opens up a secondary market for these loans, which is what happens with the housing market. I mean, if you hear the large organizations that do mortgage financing around the country, that's what they credit for the wide availability of mortgage lending funds for the single family market. The idea that a bank can make a loan and then sell it to someone else, the bank gets the money back and then they go out and re-lend it. It just accelerates the turnover of money. And this in many ways does that for affordable housing loans. It creates the opportunity for banks that have been holding these loans in their portfolio to sell these on the open market. And there are probably a series of investors, whether they're pension funds or insurance companies, that will want to buy these kinds of loans and put them in their portfolio. So it will substantially increase availability of funding for this tax credit. And so it's a very important change overall in the market. And that's something that when this program was developed in the late 80s and really started hitting off in the early 90s, there wasn't that kind of opportunity for a secondary market. It's something that probably in the last 5 years and the changes at the federal level have made the opportunity for insurance companies and others to invest in this, make them really want to do it. And so there really has been a change in the marketplace. We're just keeping up with it, and it'll make more money available to develop affordable housing. Mr. Kenny's talked to you about the efficiency. My groups don't make any money off this. The banks are held harmless. They don't make any money, but they get a benefit from it because they know what we're trying to achieve is the lowest possible rents. And so it's really the banks saying, okay, as long as we're held harmless, we will be willing to make these loans. And they have done it a lot, and they will continue to do it, especially if there's a secondary market that they can get these loans off their books and have new money to put back on. So it is a very simple change, but I think it's also a very important change to make. And
you happy to answer any
questions with your meeting committee?
We'll go quick.
Are there any questions? Do you have questions, Senator Corcoran?
I don't have any questions. Good program. Should pass. I think we'll come back to it. I appreciate your testimony today.
Thank you very much, Senator.
With that, we'll close the public hearing. Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on this bill? With that, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2168, and we will recess the committee for a moment until we figure out what's the next thing to do.
86, and that will be the first order of business Monday at 1 p.m.
Senate Rep. Mr. Jones.